Amen. In your Bibles tonight, Isaiah chapter number 41. Isaiah chapter number 41. And I want to share a very famous verse of Scripture and a chapter here in God's Word that is dedicated to setting the hearts and minds of God's people at ease when they put their confidence in the Lord. And I watch and I hear and I am around and I identify that there's a lot of people with a lot of fear. Now, when I ask you to trust the Lord and not be afraid, I'm not asking you to be foolish. I'm not asking you to be reckless. But God's people do not need to operate in a spirit of fear. As a matter of fact, the Bible says this, God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And I want to be very frank with you. If you are operating right now in a spirit of fear, you have a certain terror about you of what might happen in a pandemic outbreak. If you have a certain terror about you regarding what might take place if the economy doesn't do this or that. A certain panic and fear about you if this person is not elected or that person is not elected. Or, quite frankly, if you have a certain terror in your soul regarding anything in the future, then I want to remind you of something. That is not the product or something given to you by your Creator and your loving Savior. That is not something that was generated in your soul or laid out in your DNA by your God. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power. Power in myself? No. Rest in the power of God. But of power and of love and of a sound mind. God intends for us to lovingly press forward in difficult seasons with a certain soundness, a certain foundation, almost like we've got our feet on the rock. Almost like we've got a certain and sure foundation that's not shaken by events. It's not shaken by man-made fears or even biological fears or any fear at all. We have something that is certain, something that stood the test of time, something to rest in. As a matter of fact, it's not just something, it's someone. We're to put our confidence and our trust in God. In the book of Isaiah, chapter number 41, and verse number 10, a verse of Scripture that I quote often. I make no apology for it. I need it often because I am so tempted to lean on my own understanding. I'm so tempted to trust in my own devices. So often this passage of Scripture leaps off the page and God uses a comfort to my weary soul. The Bible says in Isaiah 41:10, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." The nation of Israel, during the writing of this verse of Scripture, facing very uncertain times. As a matter of fact, there were a group of the Israelites who had gone off into idolatry and were putting all their confidence in a man named Cyrus. There was a group of Israelites who felt like they were in the great minority, who were still trusting in God, determined to lean on His principles. And God's word to the minority of people who were trusting in God was this verse of Scripture. In spite of the trouble of the day, in spite of the potential and the appearance of coming disaster, God speaks from heaven and says, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." I want to remind you of something. When I hear a command from heaven that says, "Fear thou not, be not dismayed," I want to say, "Yeah, right. Yeah, right. Does God know what we're living?" Oh, wait. Yes, he does, as a matter of fact. And he's God. And God operates in the realm of human impossibility. And if God says and commands, "Fear thou not," it is possible through faith and confidence in God that we can move forward without fear, trusting the Lord. Does God ask you to do things that are humanly impossible? The answer to that question is absolutely yes. He has a history of that. That one day Jesus looked at a lame man that never walked before. He said, "Take up thy bed and walk." Another time Jesus stood outside an empty tomb. Stood outside a tomb where the four-day dead body of Lazarus lay. And he said, "Come forth." And so I want you to know something. The same God that commands dead people to rise and lame people to walk speaks to his children tonight through his word. And he says, "Guys, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, I am thy God." I like this passage of scripture. There's so many things that we can talk about. But I just want to begin with the very simple thoughts here from the first part of this verse. Fear thou not. Why? I say, you tell me to do something that seems impossible, and I'm not afraid to ask why. And I ask the question to God about a number of things. Why? It's not wrong to ask God for clarity and instruction. It's not wrong to ask God to help you and ask him to show you why it is. I hear someone say to me, and I hear God's word say, "Fear thou not," and I have to say, "Do you tell me how and why, and I'll do it." And he says, "It's simple. Fear thou not. It's simple. Why? For I am with thee." Now, folks, there's something glorious about acknowledging the presence of someone bigger and better and more capable than you. I remember as a child being afraid of the dark, and I would call out, "Mom." And you know what happened? As a child, I'd be laying there scared to death for no real good reason. But my mom would walk through the door and all the fear went away. Why? My mom was there. And folks, I want you to know something. About the time we begin to work ourselves up in fear, we should remind ourselves that God is near. God is present. God is with us. And he says, "Because I'm with you, you have no need to fear." There's a passage of scripture that I read today and it encouraged me greatly. The book of Romans, chapter number 8, beginning in verse number 14, the Bible says, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." Now, are you led by the Spirit of God? Are you saved? Are you born again? Then you are the sons of God. And the Bible says this, For ye have not received the spirit of bondage, again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, "Abba, Father." The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. The Bible says that we've not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. Why? Because I'm the child of God. We've been adopted into the family. Folks, I want you to know something. The most loving father that's ever existed is God the Father. the most understanding and perfect and capable Father that's ever lived, and that is in existence, is God the Father. And God has promised that He's mine. He is my Father. And if I've got a Father like that, what should I fear? I can depend on Him and I can cry out to Him, Abba, Father. Why should I not fear? Because God is with me. The Bible says this, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed. Now, I like the word dismay. It literally is the lack of direction. Be not dismayed. I don't know about you, but in the last several weeks, in the last several months, it's been put on me to make a lot of decisions. And sometimes I don't know if I'm making the right one. I'm trying real hard, you can be sure of that. Have you ever been in a situation in your life where you're dismayed? Dismay means you don't know. You just don't have perfectly clear direction. And it becomes this part of, I don't know what to do. Now, the Bible says this. We do not have to have that spirit. It's fascinating to me. First of all, God says, you don't have to be afraid because I'm with you. That's what a loving father does. Then He says, you don't have to be dismayed. You don't have to be in the situation of, what am I going to do? Why? He says, be not dismayed. I am thy God. I am thy God. Now here's what He wants us to understand. If we find ourselves wringing our hands in fear or wringing our hands in lack of direction, dismay, God says, whoa, hold on. That is not your job. I'm going to lead you. I'm going to guide you. I'm going to direct you. God makes His path very plain. One of the greatest attributes of God that has been taught to me and realized in my heart in the last several years is this really simple truth that I don't have to live in dismay or wringing of hands wondering if I'm doing the right thing when I live in subjection and submission to God as my Father. If it's my desire to be led by the Spirit of God, then I have the promise that my Father, who's adopted me, is going to lead me plainly and clearly. I've often wondered, I've often thought, oh no, what if I make the wrong decision? What if I do the wrong thing? What if I miss God's will? I earnestly and sincerely want to please God. I earnestly and sincerely want to be the child of God. I want to do His bidding. I want to be filled with His Spirit. I want His power and blessing. What if I miss God's will? Well, as a child of God, I can rest in the fact that my Heavenly Father is going to give me clear instructions. What kind of child are you? We all know these different children. There are certain children, you can give them a stern look, and they know exactly God's will. They know exactly the will of the Father, I should say. There are other children, you give them a stern look, and they completely disregard it. Some children have to be taken to the woodshed. Sometimes they don't get it then, but a loving father knows that multiple trips to the woodshed is necessary for that child to get the point. Now, here's the point I want to make. God is your perfect, loving, understanding Heavenly Father. And if just a nod or a stern look is what you need, that's what you'll get, and you'll know that you're doing God's will. But if you're a little bit like me, God, if necessary, will do what it takes to get your attention. And He'll lead you where you need to go. And you need not live in fear and dismay because your loving Father, God, is going to take good care of you. The Bible gives us some wonderful promises in regards and in addition to His presence. Folks, I'll just let you know something. If you understand that God is with you And if you grasp and understand and live consciously the fact that Creator God is your God, then you need no further explanation. But God in mercy, knowing how we are and in love, he gives us more details. If you're a detailed person, you'll like the words that follow. He says, as a matter of fact, I'll be with you. I am your God. He says, I will strengthen you. I will strengthen you. Now, I'll be quite frank with you. I come to the pulpit tonight very tired. As a matter of fact, there are lots of days that I'm tired. How about you? There is a very clear truth that resonates in my heart, especially the older I get, that I'm not strong enough to do it all. I don't have the energy to do it all. I don't have the intellect to do it all. I don't have the ability to do the things that often are set before me. But God in heaven says, look, I don't want you to fear. You don't have to fear. I'm with you. I don't want you to be dismayed. I'm your God. And he says, Cody, I'll strengthen you. I'll strengthen you. Folks, we get so discouraged because we look at our own circumstances and our own abilities and we forget God. Someone referenced in my study a book title. The book title was this, Your God is Not Big Enough. The truth of the matter is your God is big enough, but your view of your God is not big enough. And if we remember how wonderful and mighty our God is, then we have no need to fear, and we can understand that it's not my strength that makes the difference. It's not my strength that raises the children. It's not my strength that pays the bills. It's not my strength that makes the difference. It's God's strength in me and through me that makes the difference and matters. And when you know that you're going to have the power necessary to accomplish the task that's set before you, you know what happens? Your mind is set at ease. The fear, dismay, just goes away. And the dismay turns into, oh, God will take care of me. Isn't it wonderful? He says, I will strengthen thee. Oh, I need his strength. Guess what? I have his strength. And so do you. When you put your confidence and faith in him. And just to know that God is going to meet me with his perfect strength. It just seems to make the fear melt away. Look what he says again. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. That's good, isn't it? I will help thee. I'm not afraid to take on hardly any type of task if I have someone with me that understands that will help me. I've done all kinds of things, probably things I shouldn't have attempted, building and moving and doing. But as long as I have somebody there that'll help me, then it's okay. I remember the first time I tore a deck off the side of a house. I'd not ever built a deck. But I tore the deck off the side of the house, and I was confident we could get it done because a good buddy named Frank Luther was there, who was an excellent carpenter, and needed work for the day. I had no fear. Why? Because Frank said he'd help me. He was an amazing carpenter. I learned a lot from him. I remember one day I tore out a sidewalk and framed it back up, and I was going to pour a concrete sidewalk. Well, I'd never poured a concrete sidewalk. But it just so happened that a guy came. I knew a guy was coming to help me that had done it a few times before. Well, I wasn't afraid because he was going to help me. Now, that's a very anemic illustration of a very important eternal truth. I'm not afraid. I should say I don't have to be afraid to do the work that God's called me to do, to be the man that God saved me to be. Why? Because God from heaven has cried out and said, hey, don't be afraid. Don't be dismayed. I'm going to help you. I'm going to help you. It's going to be okay. Folks, I want you to know something. God has pledged his help. Now, I will say this. He's not going to help you do something that's out of his will, something that he deems sinful and wrong. But if your burden, your desire is to please God with your life and do what's right, then he says, hey, I'll help you. Isn't that wonderful? I'll help you. God says, I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Finally, he says this, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. There's an old song that says, when my Savior reached down for me. And I see in my mind's eye God from heaven reaching down with his right hand and just helping me along the way. I like this little story. I've used it several times in preaching, probably right here from this pulpit. But I remember when Ian was really small, he wanted to be a big boy. He is a big boy now, and he wanted to be a big boy, and he wanted to climb the steps like me. You know, I walk up to a step, and I just go straight up them, no problem. I didn't have to hold on to the rail, and I'd walk up the steps, and Ian decided that's what he wanted to do. He had just barely started walking, and he came to a step, and he'd try to step up, and he'd fall back. He didn't want to crawl up. He didn't want to hold on. He wanted to do it like Dad. I remember one day we walked up to a flight of steps, and he was in this I'm going to conquer the steps stage. And I'll never forget, he walked to the bottom of the steps. I walked beside of him, and he looked up at me, and then he raised his hand. You know what he wanted? He wanted me to reach down and take him by the hand. I did. I reached down. I took him by the hand. And one step after the other step after the other step, he did it just exactly the way he hoped to do it. Why? Because I was holding him up with my right hand. Now, it's in our nature to fear and dismay. Why? Because it's in our nature to be so foolishly self-reliant that we forget that we have the greatest resource ever. The same God who spoke everything into existence that is has offered his right hand to me and you. You know what we need to do? We just need to say, I'm finished doing this all by myself. Lift our hands to heaven and allow God to do what he said he'd do. Uphold us with the right hand of his righteousness. You know why you're sinking in fear and dismay? Do you know why you're sinking in despair? It's because you've decided somewhere along the way that what you have is all you have. And if I were to look around and see what I have to offer, I'd be very discouraged too. But God has set my affection to things above and reminded me once again that's not all up to me. He says, I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. And therefore, because God is with me, because Creator God is my God, I don't have to fear. I don't have to be dismayed. I can just simply trust in Him. May God help us. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but power, God's power. Love, God's love. A sound mind as we understand and realize that our loving Heavenly Father has reached down and supported us with His strength. May God help us. Look, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. If you have the spirit of fear, and dismay, just be reminded of this simple thing. That didn't come from God. That's something the devil wants to boil up and over in your heart to prevent you from being the mother and father and friend and citizen that you ought to be. Live boldly as you live in faith, believing that God is all that He says He is. And by all means, fear thou not. Let's put our confidence in the Lord.